AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has unveiled its newest AI server systems. The company's new Vera Rubin servers will go on sale in the second half of the year. They are designed for a type of model training where AI uses simulations to learn how to navigate real-world situations. Typically, NVIDIA unveils its newest chips at its spring developer conference, but CEO Jensen Huang said the immense demand and complexity of AI computing has accelerated the semiconductor industry's pace. Here's Huang speaking at CES yesterday.
The race is on for AI. Everybody's trying to get to the next level. Everybody's trying to get to the next frontier.
In other news out of CES, Dell Technologies announced plans to expand its personal computer portfolio to include a wider range of price points. It comes after the company underperformed last year. Company executives said that by focusing too much on high-end premium PCs for commercial customers, it lost out on a huge part of the market. Dell will introduce some lower tiers with new product releases this year, as well as revive its XPS line of computers, a popular line of PCs. Finally, Uber, Lucid, and Nuro said they began on-road testing for their planned robo-taxi service. The companies said the testing began last month and that Nuro is leading the testing using robo-taxi engineering prototypes supervised by autonomous vehicle operators. Pending final validation, the robo-taxi is expected to start production at Lucid's Arizona factory later this year, as well as launch the service in the San Francisco Bay Area, which will be offered on Uber's ride-hailing app. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mac 7 or the Mac 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.